This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Early in this study of 1 Thessalonians 2, I raised questions about the authenticity of the company ads touting its product as the breakfast of champions. Integrity and authenticity are difficult qualities to find in people or companies. What kind of spiritual breakfast, lunch, or dinner diet do you have? Would your daily input qualify as the food of champions? Let me share in a brief outline a checklist of what Paul recommends as a source for a healthy diet for spiritual champions. Then I'll amplify this outline with more details based on chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. 1. Teachers who demonstrated character. 2. Teachers who exhibited compassion. 3. Teachers who showed commitment. A genuine acceptance of what such teachers provide will result in nourishment that transforms lives into champions for God. As we proceed with this study, let's use what we discover to do a reality check on whether we are getting the right help to grow as Christians. Paul was confident his ministry in the lives of these believers was not a failure. He experienced suffering before he came to them and faced strong opposition while he was with them. But in the midst of these challenging circumstances, he demonstrated character. He gives the defense of this character in verses 3 through 6. Read these verses over carefully, noting what the source and substance of his ministry was and what he avoided in his ministry. He was ready to have his ministry and motives tested by man. But even more important, he was willing to be tested by God himself.